Better Care Fund to consider the report from the Director of Adult Social Care and the Managing Director of the CCG. It's paper D. Who's leading on that one?
This is beautifully rehearsed between the two of us. So the planning guidance for Better Care Fund this year says that this is, and I quote, one of the most ambitious programmes ever introduced across the NHS and local government. This year sees some £6.4 billion going into the Better Care Fund, of which just pennies, pounds short of £59 million is our contribution. At its simplest, and I know that this has come to this board before, as it must do, because it's this board that has the formal duty to sign off the Better Care plan submission that we make to NHS England and the Local Government Association. But Better Care Fund is there to do fundamentally one thing. It's there to encourage and enable integration across health and social care, most particularly for the most vulnerable people within a particular local authority and area. So we have probably given you too much of the paperwork here, so and it's therefore drowned in the detail. But basically what the paper itself seeks to do is to remind colleagues from the USA, this is, the opportunity time has come, to remind colleagues and board of what Better Care Fund is, and the requirements of Better Care Fund, so that's on the page D2. To then explain to you the approval of the funds, and this is something that's happening as we speak. So at the regional level now, we submitted our plan, as we had to on 27th of September. And currently now, there's a group of people from across local government, the Local Government Association, and NHS England, who are looking at every submission to make sure it adheres with guidance. So that process is underway, and we can probably expect to get feedback within, I guess, the next two to 3 weeks. Paragraph 7 of the report sets out why it matters and where strategically the alignment is, and also what the risks are if we don't sign this off. And I just wish to remind the board that we were in that position some 3 years ago. So for the winter of 16-17, this is 19-20, we were not at that stage able to sign off the financial agreements between the local authority and the clinical commissioning group. And that is not somewhere where we need to go back to. We have worked together in terms of development of this. So the key thing about explaining really what's in the Better Care Fund application is from pages D18 onwards. And what that does is really to set out what it is that we're seeking to do now under the Island Health and Care Plan, the various work programmes underneath that Island Health and Care Plan, most especially, but not uniquely, the onwards care and independent work stream that Alice and I jointly lead on behalf of the Local Care Board, how this is pivotal in terms of the governance that we are beginning really to embed in the way in which we do our business across health and care, so that we're not looking at what's the local authority doing, what's the trust doing, what's the CCG doing, but actually how are these single island towns, most especially here, obviously through the £59 million in the BCF, beginning to deliver the outcomes that are required. So you've got a lot of detail there. I hope you have managed to have a look at it. Certainly I'll answer any questions, but I'll stop there and invite Alison to hand.
I don't really have any other details of them other than the AI impact changes have been on our agenda for some time. And within the Better Care Fund, as Calvin has suggested, it's not only delivering against that, but it's also delivering against our health and care plan and submitting documents that demonstrate how we're going to achieve that. But I think one of the other key factors of the Better Care Fund is demonstrable sharing integrated work we're doing on the island. If we don't tick those three boxes, we've been spent some quite significant feedback. The initial feedback we had, because we did submit a draft, was quite positive, but all of their questions was against those three elements. How are you affecting the AI impact changes? How are you showing that you're working in an integrated way? And how are you going to deliver So we're expecting little feedback. There may be some challenge with that, so we may come back to your recommendations from that group that we're looking at. We've got some work to do. We are going to review over the coming months how we are using that money, and are we seeing demonstrable benefits against the schemes we've put in place to achieve those eight high impact changes, to demonstrate we're working well together, and also to achieve our financial control total. And that's a piece of work we've committed as a partnership to complete over the next 2 to 3 months. And that will help us to say, what do we take forward in the coming year, so that we're only doing those things for offering our benefit and using this money wisely, which you would expect us to do, I'm sure.
So can I just clarify and confirm a couple of points? First of all, the amount of money that we're talking about here from the Isle of Wight perspective is circa £59 million. Secondly, that this board has a statutory responsibility to approve what is being proposed in this plan. What I'm not quite clear of, although you've just alluded to it, is how we as a board monitor what has been approved. Because if we have a responsibility to statutorily approve £59 million worth of government's money, which is what it is, public money, I'm just wanting to make sure we've got a very clear picture of how we're going to do that. Can you just go through that?
Yes,
course?
Absolutely. So there are quarterly returns which need to go in, and those quarterly returns have previously been brought to this board, and colleagues may recall. I think what Alison and I are wanting to do is to really use this as an opportunity to refresh some of the governance as we're creating our integrated care partnership here on the island. The Better Care Fund sits square centre in that, sorry, I'm mixing my metaphors there, but it sits right in the middle of the integrated care partnership. It's absolutely got to be able to show how we're delivering the ambitions and the priorities set out in our island's health and care plan. And we need to ensure that actually, in addition to the metrics which are imposed upon us, so we have to report back quarterly on certain things, interface indicators, we're absolutely going to be looking at how we can extend those so that they are more meaningful. So we will be bringing back the quarterly reports that have to go in. But in addition to that, I think our intention, Alison, is that actually what we'll begin to do is to widen out the metrics that we report back on, so you can really begin to see a lot more about the impact of what this spend has achieved.
So again, just clarifying a couple of things. So this is a spend for this year?
Yes.
Is it realistic for the board to have an update on the general progress in 6 months' time? That's
so
two reports down the line.
Yeah, so we've agreed to take a paper to the local care board in December, Alison and I, around proposals of improved governance and improved performance monitoring about this. I can't see that there will be any difficulty once that's gone to the local care board as to, in terms of, and obviously working on the recommendations that will come thereafter from the local care board of bringing in an update report to our next meeting, which I believe is January of the Health and Wellbeing Board.
Yeah, so can we get the local care board paper to come to this board in January? Which is probably save duplication, but also should give us insight. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
That was that one. And then I've got to get this because it's doing my head at the moment. We've got ratify the financial quantum. Now, I've seen the film, but I just wanted to. Could we just explain in lay language what we mean? Because that's what we're asking the board to do. I just want to, at least there's one person who's not quite clear what that means.
It's about to ratify, to absolutely say that from a health and wellbeing's perspective and the agencies who comprise this, so the funds from the CCG and the funds from the local authority, because that's where the funds are coming from, but actually we're clear within our own agencies, and this board has enough assurance that that money is there, we're not spending beyond our means or we accessing money that we simply do not have. And then to approve the amount that's in that pot.
Thank you. I thought I ought to ask that, just so that was clear. So I've got Simon, I've got Michael. So, okay, Simon.
Uh, are not closely aligned to the best care for primary, besides the prevention and self-care, and also the population health management. And I think, I know primary health's not been in a strong position until recently. I really want to embed our support for that, and how we really embed prevention in the whole system, so that people think about prevention first rather than as the add-on, and just have to work with your own bit.
Michael.
Because there are a couple of questionable points. Concerned, obviously, that I had a meeting with you some time ago, and you basically said we didn't have better care funds into next year. You basically stated to me, Carol, that if we didn't, on the 1st of April, have better care funds, that was going to really hit the Living Well programme, and was going to really hit the voluntary sector, and obviously the representative of the voluntary sector here are extremely concerned about that. I'm also concerned the fact that the Ageing Better programme, and I know maybe it's clear, funding basically ends on the 31st of March, and that's been a major input into the whole programme of Ageing Better, and that falls off the cliff as well. So I'm really concerned how this will affect the voluntary sector as a provider, but also as people in the community, because often it's the voluntary sector that's the grassroots level which has the access to people. And I think, as Oliver said, we have a huge amount of volunteer social capital, which is actually essential to actually getting provision there. I'll put in my second point, Chair, is health scrutiny. I think within this there has to be a role of health scrutiny, because that links up to the state of health in also looking at this as well. And I think it would be good if there could be either joined up health scrutiny, health and wellbeing, look at that to not duplicate. But I do think that there has to be a role of health scrutiny in this, in monitoring.
Yes, thank you for that. You're pleased to know that John Nicholson, the chair, is sitting behind you as he speaks, so that's good. Clearly, the board has a statutory responsibility, and that's where that sits. Notwithstanding that, I'm sure informally we can make sure that health scrutiny have an input is the way to do it, I think. So thank you for that. Alice.
Thank you. It's just a matter of clarity on page D20, sort of towards the bottom, it says quality. The Armagh has an EDC rating. It's an overall rating of RI, but it is a good for community services. And there is also a community mental health model being developed. So I think that just might need clarification.
Thank you. I picked that up as a time for it hasn't changed.
Can I just go back to Councillor Lee's question, please, Chair? So, Councillor Lee, it was the improved Better Care Fund that I spoke to you about, which does form part of Better Care Fund. So, on the 19th of September, however many weeks ago now that is, we had a government spending round. And the government announced in its spending round that it would be providing another year's worth of some short-term funding, which frankly has been used to shore up some of the very significant financial pressures which are in adult social care nationally and also here on this island. So what it announced on the 19th of September was that we'd have another year of the Improved Better Care Fund. The Improved Better Care Fund is what has been used to fund the highly successful Living Well service. And so what we will be doing in terms of the budget process, and again, of course, this will also directly entail to the councils that very much go through the care board, because we're all committed to being transparent about how any sum of funds comes into any of our agencies now. I will be making a very strong case that actually we need to make some tweaks to it, but we continue with the Living Well service. What I'll be using to add to the arsenal, so to speak, in terms of making that case, is we've had in last week Professor John Bolton from the Institute of Public Care, which is part of Oxford Brookes University, to evaluate the Living Well service. John Bolton is one of the most highly regarded experts in adult social care and health. He was director of finance in the Department of Health for 7 years, so he knows our NHS service incredibly well. And we'll be using that, but I completely concur. We need to ensure that our voluntary and community sector partners are there as equal partners, and it fits in with the prevention agenda. And it actually, just being perhaps a bit more focused on money, what we know we're doing very effectively there is good demand management. But also is demand management, not only about keeping people out of services, but actually helping them to avoid the need to go into those services in the first place, which is what most people want.
Thank you. I'll take a final comment from Alison and then sum up.
I just wanted to add, the reason we're going to do the review is to demonstrate what all these schemes are doing. And I think the report that we provide to you and to the local care board will give real clarity on the benefits that we're seeing. The final point I wanted to make, all of these schemes are very fragile because we get year-on-year last-minute funding. Yeah. And one of the greatest impacts we can show is demonstrable avoidance or reduction in costs that we're putting in. Because they are fragile, because we don't know year-on-year, if we can get to a position where we can demonstrate that we're reducing the costs but still providing good care for its health and or social care, that will be the benefit that we can bring. And I think it's incumbent on us to look at that while we're doing the review, because we can't just keep doing the same thing. You know, for my first time here, so I'm sorry to be so direct. We do have to start looking at what do we do differently, how do we get prevention, how do we get self-care management, how do we do some of the avoidance schemes to enable us to change the way that we are currently working. And these schemes need to have a clear indication of how they're doing that, and we're going to include that as part of our review. So there may be some difficult conversations to have when we come back. We're not seeing some of the benefits in one scheme. We're getting asked by our regulators, and essentially to show how we're demonstrating this at 8 point impact changes, but actually we may not be able to demonstrate that. So I think we've got to be quite bold in our review, and be brave when we come back and review them and have those very robust discussions about what do we do next.
No, actually, it's given me an opportunity to just two things. Ian is sitting over the back there. This is £59 million that goes into that figure that we've already talked about in terms of the one public service. Three weeks ago, I had the opportunity to speak with Rishi Sunak, who's the Chief Secretary to the Treasury, and gained agreement from him to, in due course, do a presentation on one public service, which very much aligns with what you've just said. So I think, and that will be a time-specific thing, and the workshop we're looking to do after this formal meeting will help towards that. So I'm grateful for you raising that point. Absolutely think we've got to do things differently because of the world we're in. So that's very helpful. Thank you very much for that. Okay, on that basis, we're being asked to do two things. It's really important, I think, that we understand what we're doing. I now understand quantum, so Claire's done well for me there. So we're being asked to ratify the contents of the Better Care Fund planning template and the submission approved by the local care board, and to ratify the financial quantum of the Better Care Fund and section 75 for 2019-20 as approved by the local care board. Members happy with that? No objections? That's great. Then that's gone through. Thank you.